Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 113, A New Year's Party. Hello and welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 113. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. And for those who celebrated something additional holiday, Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, we want to congratulate or rather hope that you had a good holiday break. We are back now on ESL Podcast after our short vacation. An important announcement before we begin the podcast. We are going to be doing something a little different on ESL Podcast for the new year. We are going to continue to have a daily podcast Monday through Friday. We are going to have a little more variety in our podcasts, however. We are going to continue with the traditional ESL podcast, the normal ESL podcast, where we read a script slowly and then explain it and then read it at a normal speed. And we're going to continue doing those podcasts, that type of podcast, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to introduce a new podcast called English Cafe. And English Cafe is going to be a sort of all of the things, different things that I want to do but don't have time to do on the ESL podcast. So we're going to answer questions. We're going to talk about movies and books and television shows, all that are popular in the United States. We're going to talk more about American culture. We're going to do interviews. We're going to talk a little bit about the news. So it's going to be a much more open type of program. It's still going to be explaining vocabulary and expressions. That's going to be mostly what we do. But we're going to do it by talking about other cultural and other news topics. So I hope you enjoy it. The first one will begin tomorrow. It will be English Cafe Episode 1. You don't need to subscribe to anything different on iTunes or your other podcast software. Just continue downloading it every day. And, of course, we would appreciate your feedback. And you can email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. Lots of different new ideas we hope will be interesting and exciting for the new year. Today's podcast is going to be, appropriately enough, about New Year's. Let's get started.
I walked into the office and saw Rob with his head down on his desk. I tapped him on the shoulder. You look like you had a good New Year's.
Yeah, too good. I'm trying to catch up on sleep.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
I went to a New Year's party at the Key Club on the Sunset Strip with a few buddies of mine. The fireworks at midnight were great. I met this great girl there, too. Champagne was flowing everywhere, and I had a good time.
Sounds like fun. What was the girl's name?
It was Rosa, or Rebecca, or something.
I see you really got to know her well. But I thought you and Vince were going to the Rose Bowl parade.
Yeah, we did. After we left the Key Club, we changed and took our stuff down to the parade route. We managed to find a place to camp out. There were tons of people there already. We ended up striking up conversations with some out-of-towners from Cleveland and a couple who knew the Grand Marshal for this year's parade.
How was the parade itself?
It was great, I think. I fell asleep halfway through it, but the floats I saw were pretty amazing.
It sounds like you need a few days to recover.
Yeah, definitely. Wake me up when the boss comes in, will you?
Yeah, right. Hey, heads up. Here she comes.
Today we are talking about the tradition of the New Year's Eve party on December 31st. If you celebrated that, I used to celebrate New Year's Eve, but as I get older, I'm not as interested in going out to a bar or a restaurant with friends, mainly because there are a lot of not very intelligent people who drink too much, and it's not that safe anymore on the roads. At least that's my opinion. So I usually stay at home. I don't go out. I don't go to a restaurant or a bar. I just stay at home. But the person in our story here, Rob, did go out and celebrate. Our story begins with Christy, the woman, saying that she walked into the office and saw Rob with his head down on his desk. To have your head down on the desk means, of course, that you are sleeping or resting with your head sitting on top of your desk. So Christy tapped him on the shoulder. To tap, T-A-P, means to touch lightly. Usually, it's just a small touch that's quick on the arm or the shoulder, and it's to get someone's attention. You don't punch them, you don't hit them hard. You just take your fingers and you touch them to their shoulder, usually once or twice, to get their attention. Well, she tapped him on the shoulder, and she said, it looks like you had a good New Year's, meaning a good New Year's Eve celebration. Rob says, yeah, too good. When we say, someone asks us a question, and they say, was it good? Yeah, too good, meaning I did too much. I celebrated too much in this case. He says he's trying to catch up on sleep. To catch up on sleep means that you didn't get enough sleep and now you're trying to make up or catch up. You're trying to get that sleep back, if you will. To catch up to someone or to catch up on something means that you are behind where you should be and you are trying to get further along to a certain place. Here means just to get more sleep. Christy asks Rob what he did for New Year's Eve, and Rob says he went to the Key Club on Sunset Strip. The Key, K-E-Y, like the key to your car. The Key Club is a famous nightclub, a place where you can dance and drink celebrate. It's a very exclusive club, very difficult to get into the Key Club. It's located in an area of Los Angeles that's fairly famous in the United States called the Sunset Strip. Sunset Sunset, is the name of the street or the avenue, and the strip, strip, just means when we say we talk about a strip on a street, we mean a part of the street, usually where there are lots of businesses, restaurants, entertainment, bars, that sort of thing. So any street can have a strip. But the Sunset Strip is very famous. It's in Hollywood. It's actually in the neighborhood of Hollywood in California. Some people don't know that Hollywood is not a separate city. Hollywood is just the name of one region or one part of the city of Los Angeles. So Sunset Strip is in the neighborhood of Hollywood. It's also part of another city called West Hollywood. And this is where all of the celebrities and stars, ESL podcast hosts, all of us go up there to mix and talk to the rich and famous, right? And so the Sunset Strip is a place where there are a lot of famous restaurants and nightclubs and so forth. And one of them is the Key Club. And it's always very crowded. The street is always very crowded on Sunset Strip. It's as famous, or well, not almost quite as famous, but it's sort of like Times Square in New York City, where they have the big New Year's celebration every year. Sunset Strip is sort of like that for Los Angeles, except it's mostly cars, not people, like you find in New York. Rob says that he watched the fireworks, all one word, fireworks, is what we sometimes call pyrotechnics. They are colorful lights, and you shoot them up into the air. They actually go up in the air and they explode. And you have fireworks for any big celebration in the United States, like the 4th of July, and in this case, for New Year's Eve, at least in big cities, they often have fireworks, and they're very beautiful to watch. The Rob says that the champagne was flowing everywhere. Champagne, of course, is originally, or the true champagne, is from a region in France, but there are many different types of what people call champagne. Basically, it is a type of wine that has bubbles in it, and it's used for celebrations. And traditionally on New Year's Eve, you drink champagne to celebrate. The champagne was flowing, F-L-O-W-I-N-G. To flow is a word we use for a river. A river flows, means it goes forward, it moves forward. And there's a lot of water. So when we say the champagne was flowing, we mean there was a lot of champagne being served, being poured, and being drunk by people. Rob says he also met a girl at the party, but he doesn't remember her name, which, of course, is not a very gentleman thing to do. I would never do that. But then again, I am married, so I don't talk to other women. well, I talk to other women. I just, you know. Christy says, asked what Rob did and said that she thought he and his friend Vince were going to the Rose Bowl Parade. The Rose Bowl Parade is a annual celebration on the 1st of January in the city of Pasadena, which is located right next to Los Angeles. It's very famous in the United States. Everyone has heard of the Rose Bowl Parade. It takes place on New Year's Day, and it's a parade to celebrate the New Year's, but also it's a parade that is connected to a football game, American football game, that is played in a stadium called the Rose Bowl. And that's where we get the Rose Bowl Parade. The parade is sometimes called the Tournament of Roses. And I'm not sure how it exactly started. It was probably a way for people in Southern California to celebrate. Now it is nationally televised, so anywhere in the United States you can watch the Rose Bowl Parade, as well as the Rose Bowl game. And in American football, the game is between two college teams, and these are considered the two best teams. So it's sort of like, now it is sort of like the national championship for American college football. This year, the University of Southern California, USC, which is where I went to school, is in the Rose Bowl playing against, I don't remember, some other team, but it's not important because the other team will lose. Anyway, Rob says that after they left the Key Club on the Sunset Strip, he and his friend changed and took their stuff down to the parade route. When someone says, "I changed," they mean they changed their clothes. They took off their clothes and put on new clothes. Stuff, you probably know, S-T-U-F-F, is just a general word in English for things. So they took off their stuff and went down to the parade route. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people who watch the Rose Bowl Parade on the street. So if you want to get a good seat, you have to go the night before or no later than midnight, and you have to camp. You have to sleep on the street in order to get a good place to watch the parade the following day. It takes place the following morning. Well, Vince and Rob decided to camp out, and to camp out, two word, means basically the same as to camp, to go somewhere outside and to sleep. He says there were tons of people there already. This is a very informal but common expression. When people mean a lot or very many, they'll often say there were tons, T-O-N-S, or there was a ton of people. Literally, a ton is a unit of measurement for weight. But here, it means a lot of people. So when somebody says there was a ton of people, they don't mean that all the people together weighed a ton. That's possible. But they mean a lot of people. He says that, Rob says that he and Vince ended up striking up conversations with some out-of-towners. To strike up a conversation, the verb to strike up here means to begin, to start conversations. And it's a verb that we use to strike up, particularly for that idea of a conversation, usually with someone that you don't know. So I was standing on the bus, waiting for the bus, and I struck up a conversation with the person standing next to me, starting a conversation with a stranger. In this case, the strangers were out-of-towners. And an out-of-towners, that's three words hyphenated, out-of-towners, are people that do not live in your town, in your city, and are visiting from another city. So someone from Texas coming to watch the Rose Bowl would be an out-of-towner. The out-of-towners they talked to were from Cleveland. Cleveland is a city in Ohio, which is in the eastern part of the United States. Rob says that they talked to a couple who knew the grand marshal of this year's parade. A couple here means usually a married couple, or two people who are romantically involved are a couple. The grand marshal in a parade, at least in the United States, there's one person, usually a famous person, who is made the sort of the president or the head of the parade. And the word we use for that is grand, two words, grand marshal. The grand marshal is sort of the honorary head or leader of the parade, and he or she has their own, what we call a float. In a parade, the Rose Bowl parade has lots of different floats, F-L-O-A-T-S. A float is usually a big car or truck, and it's decorated. In the Rose Bowl, all of the floats are decorated with flowers, and that's what you see going down the street. And sometimes the float will have a big balloon on it or something very, very fancy. Christy asked Rob how the parade was itself, meaning the actual parade, and he says that he fell asleep halfway through it. So he didn't even make it to the end of the parade. But the floats he saw were pretty amazing. And, of course, we just explained what a float is. Christy says at the end of our dialogue, it sounds like you need a few days to recover. To recover, R-E-C-O-V-E-R, means to get over a particularly difficult time. For example, if you are sick, we say I need time to recover. I need time to rest, to go back to normal again. Rob says yes, he does, and tells Christy to wake him up when the boss comes in. And Christy says, hey, heads up, here she comes. Heads up, two words, is an expression, an exclamation, really, we use when we're trying to warn someone. If somebody says heads up, they mean that there's something dangerous or something that they need to be aware of, and they need to look around. At a baseball game, if somebody hits a ball and it's going into where the people are sitting, you may say heads up, meaning look out. You may get hit by a ball. You have to be watching. And that's the use of the expression. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech.
I walked into the office and saw Rob with his head down on his desk. I tapped him on the shoulder. You look like you had a good New Year's.
Yeah, too good. I'm trying to catch up on sleep.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
I went to a New Year's party at the Key Club on the Sunset Strip with a few buddies of mine. The fireworks at midnight were great. Champagne was flowing everywhere, and I had a good time.
Sounds like fun. What was the girl's name?
It was Rosa, or Rebecca, or something.
I see you really got to know her well. But I thought you and Vince were going to the Rose Bowl parade.
Yeah, we did. After we left the Key Club, we changed and took our stuff down to the parade route. We managed to find a place to camp out. There were tons of people there already. We ended up striking up conversations with some out-of-towners from Cleveland and a couple who knew the Grand Marshal for this year's parade.
How was the parade itself?
It was great, I think. I fell asleep halfway through it, but the floats I saw were pretty amazing.
It sounds like you need a few days to recover.
Yeah, definitely. Wake me up when the boss comes in, will you?
Yeah, right. Hey, heads up. Here she comes.
Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. You can read the scripts and listen to the previous podcasts from this series. You can also click on the link that says, "Who are you?" and put your name on our map. We have lots of people, I think 600-700 people now, who have put their name on the ESL podcast map, so why don't you join them? From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.